You can see it there. There it is. Minton Station. We're going to Levining. And we're going to go through a little place called Benton Hot Springs. Somebody's in a hurry there. It's a beautiful drive over here. We go up to a pretty high pass. $395 is 45 miles, Levining is 50 miles, Yosemite is 125. Levining is the gateway to Yosemite. For a little country, there's a lot of deer back in these mountains up here. Population 13 and a half. That's what it says, really, believe it or not. Population 13 and a half. There's some old cars and things here. There's a bed and breakfast there. These people go around me, maybe. We're in a big hurry. lay preservation there. Old houses in here. Coming up now to the little old store where it used to be. Looks like about a 36 pickup there and some old ones. Waimea Hotel.
What does it say?
What's that?
What did it say?
It's the hotel. That one. Like Alabama Hills,
yeah,
almost.
Look at that.
Really pretty. It's like Alabama Hills a little bit. Now here's all the woofty-doo down here. That cuts off and goes to Mammoth, Tioga Pass, Crawley Lake. Junction 395, 38 miles, dividing 43. A lot of cattle ranches out in this area. Good cattle companies, or country that is. A lot of cattle over there. It's like a two-story house. Very square.
Lake's
really big. I don't know what this lake's called. It's sometimes it's not there. This year it is, it's got a lot of water. nice to go real fast on these whoop-de-doos, but I don't know what's on the other side of them. Could be a cow standing there or a deer or something. So many years ago, I drove my little Toyota Tercel over here. 1988, brand new Toyota Tacoma, kind of. Whoop-de-doo.
Was Dakota with you?
No. Dakota came with us one time. Over here. Down on those whoop-de-doos, because I don't know if there's a cow out in the middle of the road on the other side or not. Because there's cattle all over the place. Some people really go fast, but I'm careful. You can't see it with that whoop-de-doo.
Well, that's a real whoop-de-doo.
Now, there's a lot of whoop-de-doos on this sort of road.
Is the camera still on?
Yes. Taking off and landing an airplane soon.
Yeah, all right.
Somebody hit something back there. There's blood on the road. You can lose control of your car on some of these whoop-de-doos. They're so right violent. There goes John. There goes our old Avalon, Marilyn. There went our old Avalon right there. That was John.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How in the world can you tell?
Well, I just know. That was him.
I want that back.
Well, it didn't do any good. I couldn't drive it. And you won't.
A race car.
Yes, it is like a race car.
Well, there must be some wild horses around.
Yeah. There's wild horses and cattle all over this place. 73 miles so far since we left the house. Abiding is the gateway to Yosemite. As there's a lot of quail and chukar in this country also. Well, there was a lot of trees burned on. A lot of trees burned up through there. There was a great big canyon with a river in the bottom of it. Timber right in here one time and all burned. Just a few trees left. This area was really black. sagebrush has grown back. Elevation sign lately. Soon we might be able to look down upon Owens Lake. Not Owens Lake, but Mono Lake. It has the tuffas in it. It's basically a salt water, very heavy saline content. And they've got the brine shrimp in the lake. It should be up higher this year because we've had so much water. LN Water and Power just about killed it one time. It was almost gone. Mountains there. Way over there you can see White Mountain.
Yeah.
We've risen about 1,000 feet in the last few miles. Sign here someplace. Trees left. I hope they salvaged what they could. Sierra Nevada's over there. We got little trees planted.
This is quite an area, isn't it?
Yes. Trees were so... see just a few trees are alive here. Fire went down through here and wiped everything out.
remember theirs.
We saw some deer. I think we pulled off, got a soda pop or something, or a sparkling water or whatever. Lake now.
Yeah.
Got some water back in it. The American Indians used to come here and meet at Mono Lake. Now you can see that the trees have all been burned. The bottom part of the trees have all been burned.
Yeah,
this is all black in here.
I saw some of them. They're burned up so far.
Yeah. This was all burned. These survived. Anyway, the Indians would come here, and this is a big trade center. And there's Indians all the way from the East Coast and all the way from the West Coast here, meet here, and they would trade. All kinds of stuff. There
I
were trade
that
routes.
Was interesting.
There were trade routes all the way across this country. This was not a primitive, so-called anti-social people here. They socialized from coast to coast.
You know it burned up here?
Yeah. Where the trees still on the ground, some of them burn, see there? Mono Lake. Mark Twain got in a boat and paddled out there to that island and tried to paddle back, and he got into a big windstorm and just about drowned. He said that's the last time they needed to do that. But the brine shrimp here, they used to sand those things out of there, net them and sand them out, and dry them and crate them.
Oh.
People came, that was the tasty additive to their food. Now we're down to 7,000 feet. We must have been up at 8,000 or 9,000. We came down a long way.
quite a picture. Can you?
Yes, it is.
Can you get a picture?
Yes, it's taking a picture, Marilyn. It's taking a picture of that. They're mineral deposits.
Oh.
See that?
Yeah.
There they are.
I heard that well, that way, that's like salt.
Yes. It's a real heavenly mineral lake. It's they have the brine shrimp out there. There's no fish can live in it. See people go down there. This person, these people go around me here again. Down there just a little bit. I'll turn around almost as well as that Jeep does. I will drive down here a little way. Look at this. Say something beach.
Well, it's hard to read it from here, Jim.
What right is there? Happy Beach or something. South Tuffa Naval Beach, Navy Beach.
It looks like they had quite a fire through here.
Yeah, that fire came all the way down here. I just want to drive down here just a little way. What's the camera going off? Fire here a few years ago. Anyway, that's Mono Lake. Here we go down to the Tuffas. There. This lake has seen generations come and go for millennia. All of those at one time that are up on the ground there, they are actually in the water. The water came way up here. So that was all underwater at one time. There's the island out there that's Mark Twain paddled out to and almost got killed. I'm recording, Bill. I'll talk to you later.
Closer.
I'm right in the process of doing that. You can see that was all underwater at one time. Slow down, I go slow anyway. Inland Sea, right here. I'll let you look at that. You can read that a little bit. Salt of the earth, plant life near the inland sea. Oasis in the desert.
If you had visited Mono Lake before water diversions to the city of Los Angeles began in 1941, the place where you are standing would have been waist deep in water. The lake has shrunk, but the salts and carbonates are once dissolved in the lake have been left behind. In this old lake bed, few plants can adapt successfully to this salty and alkaline soil. As you walk toward the lake, for changes in types of plants, these changes in plant life marked are changes in the amount of salt in the soil. Some plants can only tolerate the slight salty soil near the parking lot, while others can thrive in the much saltier soil near the seashore. Big sagebrush, green rabbit brush, caterpillar greasewood, alkali seepweed, salt grass, Russian thistle, yeah, we know what that is. Mark Twain called Mono Lake the Dead Sea of California. But nothing could be further from the truth. Mono is one of the most productive lakes in the West, teeming with plants and animals that have adapted to its salty, alkaline, soapy water. Mono Lake's abundant aquatic life makes it one of the most important wetlands in the entire Western Hemisphere for migrating nesting birds. This simple ecosystem, while productive, is also extremely fragile. The loss of even a single species, such as the alkaline flies, brine shrimp, could cause thousands or even millions of other organisms to be negative effects. There's the brine shrimp. Any green plant called algae captures the sun's energy and become food for millions of alkali flies. Tower forms. How the tuff of towers form. In freshwater springs, rich in calcium, bubble up through the carbonate rich lake water. The calcium and carbonates react to form a calcium carbonate salt deposit, which is called tuffa. This solid limestone-like material continues to develop, eventually forming vertical towers with spring water percolating up to and around them. Point, Black Point, County Park State Reservation, a reserve, old marina. The islands, South Tuff area, Navy Beach, Mono Craters.
Like most snakes, the ones after killing the snake.
Thank you.
Department of Water, LA Department of Water and Power almost destroyed this lake at one time.
Oui, c'est bien. Comme ça, quand il dit qu'il a divisé par deux, c'est trop grand parce que ça fait du bon, hein. C'est très long. Moi, je pense que le canyon est du front pour vider autant pour aller à l'autre.
Ah, ouais. Ah, ouais, il faut à peu près la même taille, vous pensez? Alors là, c'est incroyable ce qu'ils ont là.
There we are. A lot of tufa out there. This was all underwater here at one time, before 1941.
Well, we are going from Mono Lake now to Highway 395 in Labini. Lake there. cutoff is 12 miles. I know that the there's a road there at Hawthorne that says Levining.
You're pretty all lit up at night.
Yeah, it is. I think I'll go through Bishop, even though, well, I don't know. Al Capitan's
about... Must have drove into a bad spot.
Yeah, I'm going down the road.
Your signal broke up all the time.
Yeah. Bill, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You're just doing the robot noise.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there it goes.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay, I'll catch you a little later. Bye-bye.
Boy, that was wonderful. Then you did a little sneaky and said it was my birthday.
Well, it is your birthday. That's your birthday dinner. I've been wanting to bring you here. Anyway, here we go. We're recording going down the road. Down 395.
Dinner. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. You always have two or three birthday dinners, don't you?
Yeah, I'm like Margaret.
Yeah, well, I know, but you always have two or three birthday dinners.
You always make it nice for me.
46 miles to Benton and 30 miles from there. Recording. I don't know how much you're going to get to see. I can see pretty good. I'm going to go by Mono Lake again. Trees. You just have to adjust to them. Adjust to the light.
I never was afraid of night. I think it was because...
Look at the lake out there now. Look at the lake.
Yeah.
Because your mother used to send you out to get, take the garbage out at nighttime where lions were and rattlesnakes and everything else. When
oh,
you were a baby.
Rattlesnakes.
Before you, when
there
you
was
were a
some
baby.
Big rattlesnakes around there.
Yeah. Look at the lake. You can see
yeah,
the islands.
Yeah, we were little, tiny little kids.
Yeah, 2 years old.
Yeah, and send us out with the garbage.
She wanted to get rid of you. See where that lake used to be?
Yeah.
See how big it used to be?
Yeah.
When Mark Twain was here, it was all the way out there.
Yeah. was a huge lake.
It's still an inland sea. They had a marina out there a long time ago. I don't think it's still there.
You can sure see the lake.
You can see where it was.
Yeah. It filled that whole valley up, didn't it?
There was a lot of water up here before LA Water and Power took all the water. Right in the trees pretty soon. We ought to watch for deer and burros and wild horses. I saw almost all of Greenhorn Mountain at nighttime and daytime. I didn't know where I was. Greenhorn and Glenville and all of that. Used to see it at nighttime.
Do you remember when we went camping up there?
We went up there camping at Davis Campground.
And we got there late.
Yeah, we got there real late. I set up the tent. There was rocks all underneath the ground. I tried to sleep there, and I couldn't. And you and Dakota ended up sleeping in the same sleeping bag. And she was down at your feet. And I was out there in the truck, sitting laid back in the seat, sleeping.
And you had a white towel over your head.
No, I had my underwear on my head.
Oh, was it?
it was warm. It was cold. And then I got up and made something for you to eat real early in the morning, remember?
Yeah.
Had breakfast for you real early.
Yeah, you did, and it was the hamburger patties, and you burned them.
I thought I'd cook sausage patties for you. Cooked on my old Coleman stove. Now this is where it was all burned off. There was nothing here except dead, burned up trees. That fire came right through here. This is a thick forest right here. law